And welcome to Verdict of the All-Time Greats. I am your host, Danny Kukler, and I would like to extend my thanks to Charles and Brad of ProWrestlingOnly.com to allow me to do this pilot today. A little bit about myself before we go. I've been a wrestling fan for about 12 years, since I was 8 years old. I first saw Brock Lesnar on the TV, and I was amazed, and that's what hooked me, and I've been a wrestling fan ever since. I've never had a lapse in viewing period. Sometimes I would take a break, but not an extended break. I've been a member of the board for about a year and a half now. I've been listening to the podcast feed for about 2 years, and it's sort of surreal for me to be on a pilot episode for the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation feed, because I've loved this feed. I love the shows Between the Sheets, Digging into the Crates, and all the other ones. And it's sort of surreal for me to be here to talk to you guys about the greatest wrestlers ever, a project that I got involved in late. If you don't know what the Greatest Wrestler Ever project is, you can go to ProWrestlingOnly.com and look at the discussions, the great discussions, and the list of the greatest wrestler ever. It was completed in April of this year. I did vote in it, and I did make my list public, so you can look at my list on the Pro Wrestling Only board. Today, we are looking at AJ Styles and Dick Toga. AJ Styles ranked number 39 in the Pro Wrestling Only. Before I do that, I wanted to say I randomly put in a list randomizer for the 1 through 500, a number order randomizer for this list. It's totally random. I'm going to put out the master list of the 500 numbers jumbled up. I have a doc, and that's the list I'm going to go from each week. I'm going to choose two from... I'm going to go in order and choose two each week. And randomly, we will delve into the greatest wrestler ever. So I'm not going to go to number one right away, or number two, or number three. It's going to be all random. And I felt like this was the best way to do this show, because I felt as if we sort of look at the best wrestlers first before we get into the nitty-gritty and stuff like that. People want to talk about Ric Flair. We've heard enough about Ric Flair. And we've heard enough about the greats. But randomly, I started off with two guys in the top 100 today. And one I don't know that much about, and one I know a ton about. And I'm going to start with the one I know a ton about, which is AJ Styles, who ranked number 39 on the list. He had 5,759 points on 109 ballots. His average placement was 48.2. His high was number 6 by Hassan Moula, and his 2006 placement was 301. I first saw AJ Styles in 2005. TNA, when they were on Fox Sportsnet, Fox Sportsnet had a deal with Comcast Sportsnet that whenever Comcast Sportsnet was down in Philly, they would show Fox Sportsnet programming. And one of the programs they would show is TNA. I don't remember much about the matches or anything, but I remember the time clock. I remember AJ Styles just flying around the place and putting on these awesome matches. And that's sort of what drove me into YouTube and drove me into other things in the world of wrestling, because before that, I just watched WWE. I didn't know that TNA existed. I didn't know Ring of Honor existed. I didn't know all these promotions existed. I thought just WWE existed as a 9-year-old. And it's sort of surreal to see other guys doing the same thing that the guys you know and love do. And I had that connection with AJ Styles because AJ Styles was the first non-WWE wrestler I loved. I had action figures. I had a lot of things. So I have a connection to AJ Styles. And then he continued to go and go and go and put on these great matches, no matter what the circumstances it were. You remember in like 2013 when he was down and out, you know, and in the midst of that Ace and Eight storyline, he was still putting on some good matches. And then the New Japan run. AJ Styles was the one that got me into New Japan. When I found out AJ Styles joined the Bullet Club, I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to give New Japan a shot. And I've been on New Japan's train ever since. Through all the good and all the bad. Because I felt like New Japan was the real. Was the real stuff. And AJ Styles just going in there with guys like Okada, Minoru Suzuki, and others. Hiroshi Tanahashi. And I'm like, blown away by these matches and his ability to work with absolutely anybody. And you look at the suggested matches, you look at the range of opponents, you look at Abyss, Samoa Joe, and Minoru Suzuki as your three recommended matches. Three different styles. Three styles that are very different from each other. Samoa Joe, the more strong style, a big man, Abyss, the traditional American big man, and Minoru Suzuki, obviously, with the shoot style. And I really thought AJ Styles was the man. And I really thought AJ Styles is one of the greats. I voted him very high on my list. I forget where I placed him, but the New Japan run helped me justify him placing as high as I placed him. I think I had him in the 40s, to remember. I had him pretty close to where he ended up on the Pro Wrestling Only list. Somebody voted him as high as 6th. He is that good. And he's still doing it in WWE with Roman Reigns, with Dean Ambrose, with everybody he steps in the ring with. AJ Styles is as versatile as any pro wrestler is today. And he's the best wrestler in the world today. And he's had that title for the past 2 years. And I sincerely believe that since 2014, AJ Styles has been the best wrestler in the world. And that's not a knock on Kazuchika Okada or Hiroshi Tanahashi or John Cena or anybody. I just feel AJ Styles has had that strong resume. And realistically, you look at the TNA run and you feel like it hurts him, but you look at the Unbreakable 3-Way, the Samoa Joe matches, the Chris with Daniels Iron Man match. You look at the Ultimate X matches, and you look at all the gimmicks he had to go through. He was in an Elevation X match, and they made it watchable. Imagine that! He made an Elevation X match watchable. Against Rhino, I believe. This guy's ridiculous. Some comments about AJ Styles on the board include John Burr saying, I can't believe Republican Hoot has made him his way into the top half, but here we are. His latest runs have cemented it. Whether it was the Royal Rumble or Bingo Hall in rural Georgia, AJ gives it his all. Dave Musgrave says, He has always been great and has shown us over in the past couple years what TNA was missing. He has not only had one of the best runs of all time, but one of the best runs in decades. That's from Dave Musgrave. And I totally agree with that. This run, this 2014 to present run, is one of the best runs in wrestling history. I felt like AJ Styles really cemented himself as, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. I'm going to go in there and prove everybody wrong. Now, on to Jimmy Redmond's comments, and this really sums it up. AJ, to me, is the perfect example of the statement that has been tossed around recently, wrestling isn't a zero-sum game. There's sometimes it's a false dichotomy that says wrestler is either spot-heavy or mindless or less than excellent with psychology. It doesn't have to be one or the other. AJ is a guy who has both sides of the game, which I totally agree. He has both psychology and the spottiness. I love it. It doesn't have to be one or the other. AJ has both sides of the game. A fast pace with cool high spots, as well as babyface selling and neat psychology. Portrayals of him as a spot monkey, which have been tempered by his stint with a more fashionable company in New Japan, are really missing the mark. He stands out from a crowd of his peers because of his babyface fire, which made me fall in love with him, timing of big spots, his selling, and he had certain gravitas to his matches. He is great babyface ace of the division. He's great as an underroll. Great work rate stuff. Great spotty spotty expositions. Great as a bumping heel. Great as a fired up face in a grudge match. And great as a tag worker. Great as a heel. Great jumping off high places. Jimmy Redman. And I totally agree with that with AJ Styles. I feel AJ Styles is one of the best wrestlers in the world. Now to someone I'm less familiar with, and I'm going to rely more on the comments by others to drive the narrative. Number 71, Dick Togo, who ended up with 3,280 points with 66 on 66 ballots. His average placement was 51.3. High was 12 with Stunning Grover, and in 2006, he was 98. Alan Farrell goes on to lament, an absolute genius of pro wrestling and one of the most talented in terms of ring skill. He was arguably the MVP of the M-Pro era and has quietly racked up a great portfolio of work throughout the 2000s. Alan Farrell. Dylan Waco goes on, one thing I think helps his case a lot is that we have good matches from nearly every corner of the earth. You say, yeah, who cares? I care how good someone is was where they worked of most of the time. And that's fine. But the fact that Kogo could have good to great matches in South America, Puerto Rico, the U.S., England, Finland, Germany, Japan, etc., matters to me because it shows that he could and did make a go of it anywhere. Dylan Waco. One of the best junior heavyweight wrestlers in the world for a period of 20 years. Stunning Grover. Phil Snyder said, Togo's amazing 2010 and 2011 run pushes him really high on my list. Epic matches with guys like Billy Ken Kid, Antonio Honda, Hikari Sato, Ryu Hiragagi, and the seven random Chileans. Not exactly a murderer's row. And the matches were straight up classics. He might have been the best wrestler in the world the day he retired. And he also had great matches in the run with Zack Sabre Jr. and El Generico and Chris Hero, which were great matches. The few portions I've seen of Dick Togo, I've enjoyed. I feel like Dick Togo is a very great power cruiserweight. I feel like he is amazing at showcasing his power. I feel like he combines power and quickness very well. Childs goes on to lament, I will give Kogo a ton of credit for continuing to adapt and improve over his entire run of his career. He is unbelievably entertaining and kind, but he wasn't coasting 10 years later, Childs. Party says the last comment. As a contrast for Togo, I watched a six-man from M-Pro, Sasuke, Sato, and Shiryu versus Shinsaki, Delphin, and Naiwa, and the singles matches with James Mason from his 2011 tour. Togo does some of the same mat work spots, like a great version of his old spot where you do a headstand over your opponent who's in a bridge and then bring both knees down and try to break said bridge in 2011 that he was doing in 1994. Only he's doing them even better 17 years later. He is the ultimate going out on top story in recent memory. He also played to crowds better than any Japanese worker I can recall in the last decade. As you see early and often in the Mason match. Great mastery of comedy and toughness paired together. I like this cliche when it's been busted out to determine the other nominees, but Dick Togo's Pro Wrestling Parties. Kaientai Deluxe recommended matches include Kaientai Deluxe versus Gran Hamada, Masato Yakajui, Super Delvin and Gran Naiawa, and Tiger Mask 4, Dick Togo versus Chris Hero, and Dick Togo versus Antonio Honda and DDT. You can check out all these matches at ProWrestlingOnly.com. Dick Togo, to me, really, the few times I've seen him, I've really enjoyed his great mastery of mat work, as well as his quickness and his speed. I enjoy a lot of what Dick Togo does. I've seen some of his 2011 run with Zack Sabre Jr., El Generico, and Chris Hero, which was great. And I'm starting to delve in more into Dick Togo. So when we do a follow-up on Dick Togo, like, I'm going to do like a follow-up on each episode if I watch more. I'm going to tell you whether he is one of the greats. And when he is being consistent from 1991 to 2011, he debuted June 5th, 1991, and still putting on great matches in 2016, you're like, wow. That is verdict of the all-time greats. It's a short 15-minute podcast. I'm going to do more. I'm going to experiment with the format. And, you know, I'm hopefully can share with you more about the greatest wrestlers of all time. I'm very passionate about great wrestlers. I'm very passionate about great wrestling. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day. And thank you to the Pro Wrestling Only and Place to Be Nation for hosting this great pilot. I thank you very much.